La lettre pro de la radio, le podcast.
World Dab General Assembly at Pullman, Paris Tour Eiffel. WDAB17 is the Twitter hashtag if you want to comment or if you want to see all that is happening here in Paris. 200 experts from across the industry to discuss the future of digital radio and one radio and podcast session brought to you by La Lettre.pro, the French daily radio industry news website. We have together today Ole Jørgen Tuvmark, the CEO of Digital Radio Norway. You are leading the company which has led Norway to become the first country in the world to conduct a DSO for digital switch over. You had a key role in the collaboration between commercial and public broadcaster and between the broadcasters, politicians and trade. Jörg Bachmann, president of Verbandsvater, you are chairman of the Association of Swiss Private Radios, VSP, vice chairman of the media research company MediaPulse and board member of the radio startup Radio Volare.
Yes.
And Ford Enels, that is on a phone call right now, so he will hopefully come a little later, which is the chief executive of Digital Radio UK. And he's responsible for leading the market and consumer transition to digital radio in the UK and for digital radio communication campaigns and working on the vehicle industry. You just had a session all together regarding the digital switch over or switch off. Some people prefer to talk about switch over than switch off, but Norway has conducted a switch over, which looks like a switch off.
Yeah, we have switched off FM, but we are going very strong on digital platforms. In fact, we have lost much less listeners than we anticipated, because not everyone is ready when we switch off, because especially when it comes to cars, people have said for a long time in our service that they will actually wait until FM switch off. And then they need some time, they need some weeks or months to get everything in place. They need their perhaps second or third radio as well. But we are in a very good place. We have 64.1% daily listeners year to date, compared with only 3.5 percentage points more last year. So this is quite good. And I think the most interesting and most satisfying part of this is that people are using the new channels, the new content. That was the main reason for doing the DSO. And close to one third of all listening is now happening on the new channels, which is only digital.
So we saw on your presentation just before that if you had the chance to do that from the start, you would have done it. And maybe this is an example that a lot of other countries can use. Did you feel are you aware that the fact that you're the first to go on switching off can be seen as a danger or as a threat for a lot of other countries, and they can see it like it's a, you know, it's a danger. Mm.
Yeah, I can understand that you can see it as a danger. Perhaps most of all, if you're in a very close situation on FM where you know your competitors and you can sit there and be pretty safe that you will not get any more competitors, and you have perhaps a kind of monopole or duopole. But we think that the competition from outside the radio industry is much, much, much more dangerous than it's healthy competition in the industry regarding content. So what we want to do is to give the listeners more choice, to make radio more interesting, to keep people in radio and perhaps recruit new and younger audiences till radio. So for us, that's much more important than a little bit more competition inside the industry. We think that's healthy.
Yeah, radio. I like the thing that I heard just before, which is radio does not have to be a wallpaper anymore. I mean, this is a very nice image for a lot of stations that are just going on what they're doing, keeping on the nice wallpaper that you don't see anymore, because you have your wallpaper and then you just it's just part of your life. And now digital radio, the switch over is maybe putting radio life again.
Oh yes, and you know radio has never been such a hot topic in Norway as it is now. Everyone is talking about radio, and they find new stations that they love. We have elderly people which now really loves, they actually write love letters to the station because they finally got the station they can listen to all day. And young people have got new stations, and we got several kind of music stations that you never heard nationally before. And remember, Norway is a very long country, very sparsely populated. So in huge parts of the country, you had just one or perhaps two, three stations. Now you have most of the country 30 stations to choose from. So that's much, much better place for radio to be.
Jörg Bachmann, after Norway, Switzerland has announced that it will go for a digital switchover, date 2020.
2020, I think it is too early. We have a roadmap who goes from 2014 until 2024, and we are on track on this roadmap. We started with technical infrastructure. It was necessary that you can hear DAB, most important thing. Now we made an image change also for DAB. DAB must be a cool technology. And I think we reached this first goal. We made a very good marketing campaign, who is all already going also next year and in 2020. So we get the listeners' need for a switch off of FM, the DAB listeners. We have now a digital part of listeners of 57%. We have more digital listeners than analog listeners. And about 32% are DAB listeners in Switzerland. That is already very good, but it's not enough. It's clear you need more listeners. And when we will have these listeners, we can plan the switch off of FM. I think we will make next year a plan for the further years, and at the end of this process, a date will fall out, and we will say at this time, we will make a switch off of FM, but then for all radio stations, public, private, big, small, we want really to switch off FM, because we are ready that Switzerland can be heard, radio can be heard digital in DAB, mostly on DAB.
So it was not obvious in Switzerland that you will switch off, because a few years ago it was a lot of technologies that you were testing. We went into a lot of forums talking about different technologies that could happen in Sweden. What made you change suddenly and go? It's not France, because France was not really moving forward, and you were expecting France to go a little further. So what made the difference and that decided to go on DAB Plus and on a potential date for a switch off?
Yes, we tested several technologies, also HD radio, which is in USA very important. But at the end, we saw that probably DAB will be the technology who will win this game. The most important reason for Switzerland was that the radio wanted to have a known broadcast technology. It's important, 5G is good, radio internet is fine and so, but it's important for the existing radio to have a broadcast technology, a known technology. And this was the reason we said, okay, we decide to go on DAB Plus. We made a committee from the public radios, the private radios, the Ofcom. We made this roadmap. We gave this roadmap to the government at the end of 2014. And last week or 2 weeks ago, the government said, okay, this roadmap is okay. Starting from 2020, DAB Plus will be the most important technology for broadcast radio.
Okay, wonderful. And we have Ford Enos that is back with us, and we're very happy to...
Good morning. I do apologize for
good
my
morning.
Lateness
we're
session.
Live.
I'm very excited to be here, though.
That was really last minute try. You have a wire problem here. It's fine. So, Ford, we talked about Norway. We talked about Switzerland. Let's talk a little about UK. With some figures that normally next year will make a change, or will make people talk a little more about a potential switch off.
Well, we're making good progress in the UK. About 61% of listeners are listening digital every week, and digital listening is almost 50%. And that 50% is really important because government have said that at the point that we hit that 50% threshold, they will review and they will decide whether it's the right time to set a timetable for switchover. And I think, as broadcasters and supply chain in the UK, we're ready. We're ready for the clarity of a time frame and a clear roadmap to a future switchover would be. So that's what we'd like to see, and we think it's good for consumers as well. And the great news is we've made so much progress. 90% of new cars have digital radio in them. We have hundreds of new stations on DAB. It's a wonderful offer, and we're learning all the time from Norway. So I think the timing is right for the UK to make a decision and have a clear plan.
So so altogether, is it possible that you could help out all the other countries? Because, I mean, you got a lot of experience. I think you, in the presentation earlier, you said that you could eventually help other countries to go a little faster, because now you have the base, you know what to do and what you should have done, maybe faster. So can that be used by all the other countries?
I really hope, of course, that we have done some learnings, good stuff and bad stuff that people can learn from. But I also think it's important to say that we have to recognize that every market is different. So it's not one solution for everyone. But I think there's key lessons that can be used in most countries. But I also want to say that it's not only we that have been in front. We have been that for the last years because of the DSO decision. But for us, it's been really important what the UK have done, especially when it comes to new cars. With our small country, and you know, in total 2.5, 2.6 million private cars, we would never been able to be there where we are now with all cars sold with the ABS standard. That's only because of the UK market being in front. So this goes both ways.
So Ford Enos, the car market. How come that when you're a radio professional, you know that the car industry had is now building and putting receivers in first mount on all their all the brands are doing it. How can you still be skeptical about digital radio when the car industry has decided already that it was good in Europe?
Yeah, I think we've moved now over the last 5 years. I think the skepticism about DAB and digital radio has gone in the UK. People are embracing it. People love the new content. You know, a third of all our radio listening is to digital-only stations, you know, so almost 20 million people. So people love DAB. Once they have it in their car, they wouldn't have a car without it. If they've got it in their home, they want it in their car. What we understand now is that the car industry itself moves slowly. It's taken us a long time to get all new cars to have digital radio in. We're pretty much there. But the next thing, and this is where Ole Jürgen and Norway has taught us so much, is that getting people to actually put new devices into an existing car is tough. You know, they don't know how long they're going to have to keep the car for. They've already spent money on the car. So getting them to put a car adapter in, even if they love DAB, it's a really tough one. And I think earlier, Jürgen, you found that no matter how many times you tell someone, they don't do it until you take the FM away. So I think the challenge for us in the UK is to make sure that the products are ready, make sure that there's instructions and people, installers who are trained and equipped and ready to do the job, and the people really understand that they can get an adapter in the car. And at the moment, those things aren't true.
Okay. I was with Renault last night, and Renault was wondering what he was going to do in France. And I think that's a key issue, you know, that the 20% will be reached next year, obliging. And that's what they feel like. The Renault told me, if we're not obliged, we're not going to put the DAB receivers in the cars. So just last question now, and then I will leave you, because there's some other conferences, and we'll just take a picture also before you leave all together. So what are the next steps now for Norway, Ole Tovmark?
We are in the final of the DSO, so the next step will be to actually switch off the most northern part of the country. That will happen the 13th of December, and then we're finished, and all national radio is totally digital. But of course, we still have work to do to help people with information. We know that the information task is enormous, and we will continue with that and helping people getting all their equipment in place in the cars, getting the radio number 2 and 3. So this will continue for a long time into next year, and during next year we think we will be more or less back to a normal situation and with normal listening figures.
Okay, thank you very much, all of you. Next session is at 12:15, and we'll talk about consumer podcast. Thank you very much, Jörg Bachmann. Thank you, Ole Tovmark, and for the announce. Very happy to have you. We take a picture before you go, and thank you to all the people that are listening now and will listen to this podcast.
La lettre pro de la radio, le podcast.